flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So we've had a Good Friday program, if you missed it, way back in our 6 a.m. hour. We had a chance to talk with Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent for CBS News and our Padres fan in chief on the East Coast. Measured, intelligent, wise takes on the state of affairs and the San Diego Padres. And we're going to bring that back to you in our final segment coming up at the bottom of the hour, which means we'll have our Rindle report a little early.
I like it.
Before we do that, though, it is time to announce our biggest fan, 9 o'clock each weekday, wrapping up our first week of the biggest fan here today. And if you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padres game this season. Remember, register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. You could be the next name called. But today's name at 9 a.m., Tony Giroux from Chula Vista. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. Tony Giroux of Chula Vista. You've got 10 minutes now to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our biggest fan contest.
Let's go, Tony. Stay hot.
We missed Edgar yesterday.
Well, we did. So
three,
bummer.
Three out of four
this week.
Let's make it 4 out of 5.
He has the French spelling, Giroux, R-O-U-X at the end.
Oh, okay.
You didn't do that with Bo's name. You could have done B-E-A-U-X.
No, we also could have done B-O, which I didn't want to do.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I like the B-E-A-U.
A-U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, birthday next week for the little guy.
Oh, yeah? Seven?
Seven.
Dude, it's coming up.
He's got that planned.
Well, he's got like 3 parties. Usually because why would one be enough?
You need three. It's usually some sort of frigid, rain-soaked affair outside. At least the ones that I've attended.
Yeah. This year, different. We're doing laser tag with some friends this Sunday, which is going to be, he loves laser tag. Who doesn't? And then the next weekend, his Gaga is back in town, and they're going to do a big party there for his him and some of his buddies. And she's going all out. I mean, as she usually does. So he's in for a really good, really, really good 7th birthday. He's excited.
Right. Let's get to it. It is time for the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
We didn't plan this out very well.
We didn't think this went through.
Because we just got a call. Paulie's got a Reindel Report to get to, but I just read the name.
Let's see who this is.
Yeah, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello. Fantastic. Yes, my name is Tony Giroux,
and
you said it perfectly right. Thank you, sir.
I did. All right. I'm happy for you.
All right, we screwed up, though, Tony.
Do you think you can do it quickly?
I don't have to really get, as long as we know this is Tony, which I just confirmed with the phone number and everything.
Right. You've got his number. You're qualified.
We're good to go.
All right, Tony, you're in.
Thank you, buddy.
You got all your info. You are qualified for the Biggest Fan. Congratulations. Thank you for calling us, and enjoy your weekend.
Ben, is there anything I can do to get more entries?
Ben will take a bribe. he likes money a lot. I will not.
I have principles.
Ben would.
I believe once you call back, you just get the one.
You just get the one.
Yeah, other people now will get their opportunity. Okay. Cross your fingers, Tony.
I'll catch you guys at FanFest with a little bit of cash.
Come say hi. Yeah, come say hi. I'll be watching. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Tony.
Later, boys.
Now, when Tony wins, make me a nice pie.
Yeah, if Tony wins, this is going to be a huge scandal. Yeah, Ben's up there. Thumbs up.
I think my boys are occupied elsewhere this week.
Take it away, Paul.
All right. Well, we teased it earlier heading into this segment. Some drama in the NBA involving some sports gambling. Now, this is not the first time this has happened in the NBA. It's not the first time it's happened in sports, but it's a little eye-opening when you start to read the details as the NBA and federal investigators are looking at one game specifically back from 2023 with Terry Rozier.
Okay.
So Terry Rozier, who still plays basketball, he's on the Miami Heat, I believe, this year, and he's a pretty good player. There was one game in question back in 2023 that has been investigated and deemed that nothing weird happened, and yet it's now being reinvestigated.
Oh, boy.
So in the March, it was a March 23rd game, Rozier finished with 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists in the opening period, the first quarter. And the scandal all centers around daily fantasy prop bets.
Yep.
You know, you can add like 31 and a half combined points, rebounds, assists,
sure,
or something like that. And after the first quarter, he said he was hurt. Rozier said he was hurt and did not return to the game. He actually did not return for the rest of the season.
Mm.
There's, I think, 8 games remaining in their season at the time. And it says here that posts that are still online for March 23rd show bettors furious with sports books that evening when it became evident that he was not going to return to the game. They thought something shady had happened. I guess earlier in the day, one sports book took down his daily props for that night before he got "quote unquote" hurt in the first quarter.
So what are they saying he did?
Well, they flag obviously any like wager that they're seeing an unusual number of people. Like they know what a normal amount of wagering is on a normal NBA game and a player on fantasy.
Yeah.
And when you see like, all right, 5 times the amount of the normal money is coming in on one specific bet, that raises red flags. So then they look at the game. Well, if everyone's betting the under on Terry Rozier, you know, whatever it was for that night, and then all of a sudden he plays for a quarter and then says, "I'm hurt," that's going to raise a lot of suspicion that, you know, the fix was in. Like,
what if he's hurt? He didn't play the rest of the year.
And that could be very well the case. That would be a long con. Like, hey, I'm going to pretend to be hurt, and then I'm going to continue to pretend to be hurt to, you know, get people off the scent of what I was doing that game. It's a stretch, but you have to investigate these things.
It flags,
especially,
right?
Like, especially if there was a lot of unusual betting that went on around one specific prop or one specific team. That's
so
what
here,
point shaving is the same thing.
Listen to this. They went back and they looked at what his prop totals were generally around that same time, and he was looking at around 21.5 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. You can do the over and the under. And a lot of sports books would offer those numbers for Terry Rozier. And then on March 23rd, sportsbooks removed all of those prop bets before the start of the game, and they did not list any reason why. So bettors saw that and go, well, that's weird. That's unusual. And then he was not listed on the team's injury report or anything like that. So then he goes out and obviously finished well within, well below any of those prop bet numbers. You know, last year, the NBA banned, who was it, Jonte Porter for life. For something similar. So anytime this happens, anytime there's weird, absurdly high amounts of bets on a random player, like, I mean, it's not random, but it's not LeBron or Jokic. You know what I mean? Like, there was an obscene amount of bets placed.
Action on it. People had the inside
that
information.
One specific they went with
it. Night. And again, and I know this sounds counterintuitive, but the fact that it is now more common, you know, with apps and daily fantasy, it actually is harder to do because there's so many more eyeballs on these numbers and these bets. If it was just a few bookies, like behind the scenes, this went on in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, yeah.
But no one could ever catch it because there was no electronic documentation. There's no automatic computer like AI that's going, this is weird. You know, the bookies would be the only ones who knew what was going on. So this was always going on. Now they can actually catch it because
it flags.
And now we're seeing some people actually getting caught for it.
Yeah, and you know, people always ask the question, like, well, I mean, what are we talking about? How much money are we talking about? It certainly can't be more than Terry Rozier made in his career, what he was making per year, you know, a good, high-paid player. But it goes deeper than that, I think, in a lot of these cases, Benny. They get in trouble with a group, and then it's, well, here's how I can get out of trouble. Here's how I can help you guys make a little bit more money.
Yeah, he's not making money himself.
He's not having his buddy Paul, hey, take me on the under tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Jonte Porter, who was banned for life,
he was
giving information to
like
sports bettors,
texting people like, "Hey, bang me on the."
He was
under.
Betting on his own team to lose.
I know, it's crazy,
and he's still awaiting something. Like, he was criminally prosecuted, I believe, last year. So we'll see what happens in the NBA there. But yeah, it's a slippery slope when every league is like, "Hey, join this. This is the official sports book of the NBA." And
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Try Underdog, and you can use the promo code Woods when you sign up.
All right, we'll move on. Yesterday, we talked about the front runner for our favorite Super Bowl ad with the Hellman's Mayo and recreating the When Harry Met Sally scene. You'll start seeing a lot more Super Bowl ads between now and next Sunday. Companies want that. They want more than just one day of notoriety. So, I saw this. It's Super Bowl related, but it doesn't have to do. Well, it does have to do with commercials. Twix, Twix candy bar, delicious, by the way.
Correct.
You don't like them?
No, correct. It is delicious.
You give me
Twix.
What do you give me a look?
What do you give me a look on Twix?
I'm 0-2 with my last Twixes, and I don't know if they've taken out some of the delicious preservatives that are probably bad for you. But the last two Twix I've had have been, you bite it, and you have to yank the
sounds like they're stale.
Maybe. Maybe. But I'm 0-2. Usually you get one. I've had a bad Reese's before. And you're like,
yeah,
it's powdery. And then you try another, you're like, oh, thank God. 2-2, man. Twix.
What makes Twix is the textural element.
The crunch
is brings people back.
But
and
nobody
the
wants hard and caramel.
The caramel.
Right.
And that's why you can't freeze a Twix.
That's right. I'm 0-2 on these.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get you another one. But here's what Twix, their bit for Super Bowl Sunday is going to be. They're not actually taking out an ad on television. I think I saw ads were going for like $8 million this year for a 30-second spot. They have announced, Twix has announced that they are going to be running a contest during the Super Bowl where they want you to go to Twix.com on your phone during every commercial break.
Not going to do this.
And what you will find when you go to Twix.com during the Super Bowl, during commercial breaks, is a staring contest. The screen will have two gold Twix bars on it with an eye on each one. And I've got it up on our YouTube feed if you're watching along with us this morning. There will be two little eyes, and it's a staring contest.
Know who should enter?
Apparently the eyes are the rapper's Ying-Yang twins.
AJ Hawk should enter. Was at the gym 2 days ago, and I was getting just a little 20-minute walk before the workout. And I was on the treadmill. I looked up, and there was the screen, and the Pat McAfee show was on. And it was Pat McAfee at AJ Hawk. And I did 20 minutes on the treadmill. 20. I couldn't hear it, so I was just reading the captions. But I watched intently. He did not open his mouth for 20 minutes. He sat with that weird half smile.
Yeah.
And his cool, he's good looking dude. Hair slicked back, black shirt on. He didn't say a word.
Just
not
on
one
camera.
Word.
Very on I camera. Don't, I don't know the bit. It, I don't watch enough of that show to.
It is.
Get
if it's a bit, it's
do.
The most genius. I'd love to have a guy just come in here and sit. It's so unnerving and unsettling. How does Pat McAfee do it? How do you have a guy there that you don't throw to? You run out of steam. We all run out of steam. How do you have the guy just. Just sitting there, 20 minutes.
How do they judge this staring contest?
Okay, so they will keep track of how long you stay on that page and how many ad breaks, commercial spots that you participate in. And the higher your score, the more contest entries that you will receive. Okay. And at the end, one winner is going to receive two actual gold bars worth about $170,000, they're saying.
Make your kids do it.
So they probably tastes better than the real Twix.
They want you to go and only stare at Twix.com and no other commercials during commercial breaks.
That's pretty cool.
The more time you do it, the more entries you get, and you could win a gold bar, two gold bars worth $170,000.
Just stare at it. Second screen. Who thinks of this stuff?
We don't want to pay for a Super Bowl ad, so we're going to do this instead.
Yeah.
We don't want you to watch any other, Budweiser ads.
It's pretty genius.
No Ford ads, nothing like that. You only stare at ours.
Pretty good, actually.
All right. We got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, you were just talking about sports gambling. Interesting update in the Ipe Mizuhara case from yesterday that you may have missed. We'll get to that.
Word.
Coming up, but speaking of, Woods.
You want to talk about sometimes the universe just lines up for you. Listen, if you're a California sports fan, Underdog now available right here in our home state of California. It's available to play right here. The best app for your big game party is actually on your phone. It's called Underdog. Underdog is the best place to cash in on all your takes during the big game. Which players are going off? Which ones are ice cold? Make your entries in just a few taps. There's going to be a lot to parse out about the big game. There always is. And, you know, we all think that we have an idea. Great. Go out and put your money where your mouth is. Always fun to choose higher or lower on player stats, where you think they're going to end up. Yards, touchdowns, interceptions, and more. They got all your favorite leagues, teams, and stars to choose from. Create entries with all football picks if you want, or you can mix and match across other sports. May work some golf this weekend for sure. The only pick 'em platform that puts the power to cash out in your hands. Now, you can either keep riding with your entry or tap the win now. Let's say you've picked correctly 4 out of 6. You go, you know what? I'm gonna do it now. So just tap the win now button, cash out whenever you want. Loving it, having a great time with it. A lot of you guys are as well. May not share my picks ever again, but I might be able to be convinced. Underdog, the best place to play. Pick 'em. Download the app. Sign up with the promo code Woods. Deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Use the promo code Woods when you sign up. You got to be 18 and over. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the gambling talk this morning, it's all right. But I think one of the biggest parts of the Shohei Ipe scandal from last year, and maybe like the biggest mitigating factor in a lot of people's minds, was how can you possibly steal all this money from a guy who considered you a confidant and a friend?
Yeah, I wouldn't steal a dollar from you. Do you know that? Not one.
No, you
single.
Somehow you just give me money. Sometimes.
I end up giving
just don't
you
even
money.
Know how that happens?
You are the Ipe to my show.
I don't take it.
You don't
give it freely.
That's true.
But the moral of the story, as it were, with the scandal was don't get in over your head with gambling.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, bad things happen. He got desperate. Didn't know what to do. And out of desperation, he turned to a life of crime,
yeah.
stealing money from his own friend and confidant.
A guy that, by the way, if you believe it, and you know, at this point in the investigation, I do believe Shohei was taken advantage of. The one weird thing about that case that always stood out for me that never really was addressed was Shohei and his team's initial response. Their initial response was, we were just helping a friend in need. Then it was, actually, no, he stole. That's the one thing.
Probably a little denial.
A little denial,
you know,
potentially.
Just so again, overly trusting. Clearly, Shohei was overly trusting in this case.
But the thing is, what I was going to say is, you want to talk about being short-sighted? If you're Ipe Mizuhara, right? I think they said his first salary in baseball was like $75,000. Then the Dodgers gave him like $250,000. Shohei gave him a Porsche Cayenne. Like, bro, all you had to do was be normal. You were on the gravy train. He was on the gravy train. You could have just been rolling, and Shohei's going to keep making more money. Like, you would have made so much cash.
But the twist in the story that we learned yesterday is that as they were getting ready for the sentencing, and Ipe's lawyers, you know, begged for a lighter sentence.
Sure.
The federal prosecutors are recommending, 5 years, something like that. And they went through the whole, hey, he had a gambling problem. He knows it was wrong, but he got in over his head. And federal prosecutors came back with this bombshell.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, by the way, in our investigation, we couldn't uncover a gambling problem at all until well after he started stealing the money from Shohei Ohtani.
That is
wild. The only thing they could find was like a $200 charge at the Mirage in Vegas. And that was it. And the gambling, the big money gambling, all the money he lost, they say it started well after he started siphoning off money from Shohei's account.
So he starts siphoning money and then starts gambling. Dumb.
It's not a moral of the story tale at all. If federal prosecutors are correct, he was simply a giant thief and then used that money to try to finance a, you know, high octane lifestyle filled with gambling. It wasn't the other way around.
2008 is the only thing they found, $200 at Mirage. 2008. That is so long ago. That's bananas. That's bananas. I don't think it sheds any more light on why he did it. But this, I mean, here's what I just said. He had no expenses, the prosecutors continued. He had no loans, car payments, or rent expenses, noting Ohtani gave him a Porsche to drive. Mizuhara always had a significant balance in his checking account, more than $30,000 in checking in March of 23 and more than $195,000 in March of 24.
He was fine. There was no pressure or desperation at all.
That guy could have traveled the world, lived as high on the hog as another human being for having no other discernible skills other than I also speak Japanese and also English, and I can translate for this guy. The life of luxury, private jets, World Series parties. Like
rings.
You blew it. You blew it, man. You blew it. You don't get much better setup than that.
And if anything, probably is also good news for Shohei in terms of all the people who think, well, he was the one who was gambling,
right,
and Ipe was taking the fall. The timeline doesn't really support that anymore.
He never gambled.
If Ipe was not even gambling and was stealing the money beforehand, then it really kind of clears Shohei of, I would think, of any suspicion of any wrongdoing here.
Oh, man.
Ultimately.
What an idiot. This is a buffoon. This is buffoon behavior. Wow. That's hard to wrap my head around. I mean, you got it made, bro. So many people out there grinding every single day to try to make ends meet, and your ends are meeting like crazy with Shohei Ohtani just footing the bill. You're along for the ride.
Bro, you're hitting on 20 in blackjack.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Perfect. Yes.
You have two tens. You're splitting tens. What are you doing? No, take your 20 and take your win or your push and walk. It just doesn't make sense to me. That is just, you blew it. You blew it. Terrible.
I mean, most people will be so desperate to hold on to
that gig.
That gravy train that they've got going.
Yeah. You do anything to keep that.
That they wouldn't risk anything.
That's so dumb. Ah. So short-sighted. Anyway.
Unbelievable. All right, we will hear from Major Garrett
yes.
on all the Padres drama in the offseason and his thoughts on potential trades. CBS Washington Chief correspondent and Padres fan in chief on the East Coast in our final segment of the week coming up next. First, though, Woodsy and I implore you, if you have not done so yet, take a little bit of time. Do it today. Do it this weekend. When you have a few minutes, and go to trustandwill.com and set up your legacy. Set up what you want to leave behind for your family and your kids. There are a few different ways to go about it, but whatever you do, you can avoid a lot of confusion, you can avoid a lot of hassle, and perhaps save a lot of money for your kids, your spouse, if you set this down just electronically in a few easy steps.
Yeah, creating a will ensures that your wishes are followed, not the state's. Protect your legacy by taking control. Do it today. Make sure that you get that trust as well. Probate, it keeps your family out of probate court. And the trust is the only thing that can do that. You can have a will. They still have to go to probate court. If you have a trust, they do not. So make sure you get that done. Almost 60% of families have some serious conflict when it comes to dividing assets when someone dies without a clear will or trust.
How about
so make sure you get it done.
Minor children? Yeah, if something happened to yep. both you and Hannah,
yep.
Do you spell out like who's going to take care of your kids?
You got
can do
them. I told
all
you.
Of this online very simply. Again, use the code San Diego, all one word, when you go to trustandwill.com. Get 10% off and free shipping of your estate documents. You'll have them in hand. It's that peace of mind that you're looking for at trustandwill.com.
Yeah, do it today. Do it this weekend. Take control of your life and make it just, it feels so good once you get it done. So again, trustandwill.com, 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plans. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, one word, when you check out.
Went on a rant earlier this week about people who form an opinion and then won't change their mind. You know? And I said, I'm not that way. And Janine points out in the chat. As I said, I feel like, you know, the fact that Ipe was stealing from Shohei before the gambling even started, that's even more, you know, exonerating Shohei. He didn't have anything to do with it. And she kind of points out that, well, maybe that's the other way around. If Shohei really wanted to start gambling and knows, I can't do it, I'm a baseball player, well, let's just send the money to Ipe and make him do it and then make him take the fall for me. So I guess you're right. It doesn't really clear. If you still want to think Shohei was somehow nefariously involved, this doesn't change your opinion necessarily.
Janine is a generational hater, and that's why I love her. She's one of my
that's
favorite
fine.
Tier ones.
But
she's like
I will say, you're right. There's another way to look at that entirely. And I will not stand my ground.
Of course you won't.
I'm willing.
I wouldn't either on this.
I'm willing to change my mind on that one.
I mean, facing the barrel of 5 years in federal prison, I'm probably rolling over on the guy if it's me.
I mean, unless obviously you've got a big payday on the way out.
But
how do you do that?
How do you do that?
Where did all your money come from after?
Right.
Oh, 1 year after prison, you've got all this money. Where did it come from? They'll be looking closely at his accounts.
Yeah, he's not just going to
show a $17 million or something.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Don't forget the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest is your chance at the ultimate trip to Las Vegas. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 97.3 The Fan for at least 1 hour to earn your daily entry into our national contest. The grand prize is travel and accommodations for a winner and three guests to Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination where you can watch the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim plus $20,000. In cash. We'll check traffic one last time, and then out of traffic, our conversation with the great Major Garrett to wrap up our week here on 97.3 The Fan. As we go out to Major Garrett, first thing on everybody's mind from Washington is the incredible tragedy of the air crash earlier this week. Major, are you in Washington right now? Just what a horrible story that is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm in Washington, and on that So Wednesday afternoon, flying back from New York, I landed at DCA on runway 33.
Oh.
I've landed on that runway, I don't know, probably 100, maybe 200 times in my career here in Washington. DCA, Reagan National, very popular, very congested, very safe airport historically. And then this massive, catastrophic tragedy just before 9 p.m. Wednesday night when a Black Hawk Army helicopter flying too high, it appears, above the normal
prescribed 200 feet in that area comes up underneath or in some way collides with the American Airlines flight out of Wichita on final approach, cleared by air traffic control for final approach. And 67 people gone.
It really,
it's a devastating tragedy for everyone here in the region.
No question. And it really does put things in perspective. I mean, so far the beginning of the year, Major, has been massively about perspective. And I was talking to my eldest yesterday, who, you know, he's got big feelings, and he's like, it's not going to get worse than it is right now. I go, buddy, look around you. There are people 90 miles north of you that don't have a home. They don't have all their stuff's gone. It's gone. Yep. And I said, it ain't that bad. You know, it's just not that bad right now. And I think perspective has been much needed in the life of a Padres fan so far this year. It's been a tough one. It's been a murky one, Major. And it cast a bit of a shadow on the beginning of the season, which this is always all of our favorite time of year. You know, hope springs eternal, but this one, it's been a little murky.
Yeah, this one feels kind of deadening this off season. Not a lot to get your hopes up about. But to your point about perspective, look, I have a good number of friends in the L.A. area, and all of them, all of my friends, their homes survived. But if you read Bill Plaschke's column from a couple of weeks ago in the L.A. Times, his home survived in the Altadena fire. And if you read that column, it makes something clear that I'm not sure everyone captures, which is even a home that survives, quote unquote, in the fire zone has to be taken down to the studs.
Yeah.
Why? Because it is riddled with smoke. All the furniture has to be trashed. So, yes, your home survived, but not really. Even if you're a quote unquote survivor, you are decimated. And the LA region is decimated and has been living not only with that tragedy, but the anxiety induced by winds and fears ever since. And I don't think that region will ever, anyone who lived through it or experienced this will ever forget that anxiety or put it aside.
Sure.
It will live with them forever. So in the grand scheme of things, as people in the sports industry will often tell you, they are in the toy department of life, which means it's discretionary, it's enjoyable, but it is not essential. The things that are essential, family, life, property, sustainability, and we've been reminded this very brutal month here in D.C. for sure, and in Southern California, how fragile all that is.
Talking to Major Garrett, we love him for his wisdom and his Padres passion. And one thing I really wanted to ask you, you cover powerful people for a living and have done it for a long time. And I wondered, you know, obviously on a smaller scale, what we're doing here, you know, what's going on kind of behind the scenes with the San Diego Padres. What advice do you have to us on how to cover like an issue like this? Because we found it's been difficult over the last few weeks, you know, because we don't know all the facts.
No.
We're not privy to all the documents that are at play in this case. And we don't want to go, you know, off the handle and say something that's incorrect or inaccurate. We also don't want to say nothing because it's such a big story. What's your advice on something like this?
It's really hard. I don't have pinpoint, precise advice other than to stick with what is in the public record, evaluate things placed in the public record, and do what you can to ask those who are placing those things in public record if there is a broader context that they can share and explain. This is a really hard situation. I remember being on the phone with you the morning that Peter died.
Yep.
And that to find ourselves here now is the place I least expected all Padre fans and all San Diegans to find themselves, in the midst of what is clearly a embittered dispute. There's no other way to describe it. This does not come into full public view with the allegations laid down in court papers unless there is deep bitterness behind it. It just doesn't. It simply doesn't. And that bitterness is somewhat concealed in the procedural language of legal documents.
Yeah.
But you don't need to be a detective to read between the lines, okay? There are hurt feelings here. There are expectations not met. And the bitterness that is arising from this now clouds the future of the greatest sports asset of America's finest city.
Man,
and that's a really tough place for all of us to be.
As you talked about the homes in L.A., you know, you said something that just jumped out at me. And even the survivors' homes have to be, you know, taken down to the studs. And I think that's the biggest fear of Padres fans who watched this team win 93 games last year, go to the playoffs, you know, probably should have won the World Series if we're being honest. Nobody wants to see this team taken down to the studs. Nobody. And every single day you're putting on Major League Baseball's network and they're saying, "Hey, trade this generational superstar, Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't want to see this organization taken down to the studs. I fear that it could happen in the next few years. I hope it doesn't. I hope whoever, you know, it becomes the steward of the San Diego Padres, that's their number one goal, is to continue to try to fill Petco Park by putting good players on the field, by creating an atmosphere that was second to none in baseball last year, Major. I don't want it. I don't want to be a survivor. I don't want it ripped to the studs.
Right. No. And I've been a Padre fan since 1969. I know from fire sales. This is not a fire sale year. That's not what's happening. Players are being taken away, plucked away, because they're being offered more money than the club currently wants to allocate in their direction. This club, even if there hadn't been a dispute between the Seidler family, wasn't going to pay Jurickson Profar $42 million for 3 years. It just wasn't. Regardless of the legal papers filed back and forth and the teeth gnashing behind all the representations made therein. We still have a potent core of this team, really potent core of this team. But we all know that there are missing parts, and we would like to see some of those missing parts added. And then we have to remind ourselves, AJ is pretty adept at that addition part in February and March. Better than most GMs. Most GMs don't do that. He does. So I wait with expectation of what may come next. But you can't look, for example, at the catching situation and say, well, we've got that solved. We don't. We have someone we've lost complete confidence in and two aging veterans who may or may not have one last bit of lightning in the bottle. Wow. Okay. That's not a huge confidence builder. Our rotation is iffy. The infield and outfield is pretty solid. There is a strong core of talent there. But you need a lot of other horses to go up against the Dodgers, the competitively better Giants, and the competitively better Diamondbacks. They've gotten better than we have in the offseason. So it's going to be a stretch. It's going to be hard. This is not as bleak an offseason as I've experienced in my long life as a Padre fan. I've seen far bleaker, so I want to make sure people understand that. It's not as if this team is being destroyed. It's not as if we are selling off the key assets, but there is anxiety about what the intentions of the ownership group are. And they would do something, they would do themselves well, quite separate from this legal dispute, to be clearer and more emphatic about what their actual intentions are and remind Padre fans that they're here to stay as Peter always wanted this club to stay.
Does it make sense for Major Garrett, as a Padres fan, you hear the rumors, to trade either a Dylan Cease or Michael King to try to address some of those, as you said, other needs? Or does it make more sense to just hold on to those guys and fill in the margins with obviously, you know, replacement type level players that aren't going to cost too much?
So I would not trade Michael King. I don't see any upside benefit for the Padres in that at all. He is far more competitively priced. The arbitration hearing, I don't think, will be that contentious. I know AJ prefers not to go in that direction, but that's the direction it's going to go. It'll be resolved. Dylan is more expensive, and if anything is going to sour a general manager on a promising player, it will be underperforming in the playoffs. And Dylan underperformed. He knows it. Everyone who watched him knows it. And that's something that GMs never forget. And so if, and there's a great line about AJ that he falls in love with players and he falls out of love with players. I don't know if he's fallen out of love with Dylan, but the chances are greater that he has than he hasn't. So I would not be surprised if Dylan Cease were traded. I think there are parts of his game that are super attractive and could pull for us some really important component parts outside of our two absolute lead pipe cinch studs in the minor leagues, DeVries and Salas. It's pretty barren. We need a lot of help there. So these are calculations you have to make. They're hard calculations to make because you cannot play 162 games with a 3.5-person rotation. Yeah. You just can't.
Can't. Well, you're making a lot of sense as usual. Major Garrett joins us this morning. And, you know, you look for anything to bring a smile to your day. And I got to say, we were going to bring this up later, but I was on X yesterday scrolling around, and I saw just a little video that Fernando Tatis Jr. had posted. He's all smiles. He's walking next to Arise, and he's walking next to Crony, and he's like, we're back together, and everyone's smiling. Yep. And just for one fleeting second, I went, hell yeah, baseball's coming back. Players are so resilient. They really are. Like,
yeah.
They're so good at compartmentalizing and blocking out all the crap around them. Like, they're not moping. They want to go out and play and compete. And
exactly.
It gave me one little shred of like, okay, I'm excited. There's my guys. There's three of my favorites. They're walking together. Right. They're grinning ear to ear. I'm back in. Here we go.
Right. And back to perspective. I don't. You do. You live in San Diego. An amazing, phenomenal place to live. A great, great, great place to live. Trust me. I live in Washington, D.C. Every time I tell anyone here where I grew up, they're like, oh, my God, what a great place. I'm like, yeah, it is a great place. Point one. Point two, Crony, Arise, Tatis, Manny, Bogarts, Merrill. That's a pretty good core.
It is.
Okay? That's not terrible.
It's not. It's not. It's not. You're trying to keep that perspective. I know. I know. You're absolutely right.
And it's Petco. One of the greatest places to see a game in America.
On the planet.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it is. No doubt.
And the energy and the sense of devotion and the sense the players have to be in that building and to play for the fans and the rapport that's there night after night after night. Most major league cities would give just about anything for that which we take for granted.
Once again, Major Garrett distills it down.
Right again.
Clear-eyed. Not overly panicked, but also not, you know, starry-eyed either about the San Diego Padres. We always appreciate your perspective, Major, and appreciate your time anytime you can give it to us.
Always a pleasure, gents. Always, always a pleasure. It's been a hard week. It's been great to talk to you, and look for the bright side of things.
Thank you, Major.
Best to you,
buddy.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News and our Padres fan-in-chief on the East Coast. All right, back out live, and Nate Taylor in our chat says, wow, this guy is awesome. Glad you guys replayed it. I missed it earlier. Thank you. That was just for you, Nate.
Not for us at all.
I like hearing it again myself.
Me too. That was not for us at all to get a little breather at all.
The last hour guys. Of our 20 hours of radio
that's,
week.
That's all for you guys.
He is really fantastic. There's no doubt about that.
He's one of the three we'll replay. He's fantastic. Hope to see you guys tomorrow at FanFest. We will be there. Coming out, say hello. We're going to be down the first base side, section 113-ish, broadcasting live. We got Crony coming on. Did we get done what we talked about doing yesterday, Paulie?
Sure did.
Ah, look at that. What an icebreaker. You'll hear all about it tomorrow on the show. And we will also be joined by the skipper, Mike Schilt. See how his offseason's been.
Young Phantom, FTW, asks, will FanFest be like a funeral tomorrow?
I don't know.
No,
I don't think so. No, I think it's still going to
be
good.
Some people who decide not to go because they're not feeling it right now? Yes, that's true. But I think the people who show up at FanFest are there because, well,
they're fans.
They're fans, and they're excited to see their favorite players who will be there And I imagine there will be a lot of excitement, and it's going to be a pretty good atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go out there and work a funeral. I want to go out there, and I'm also not saying it's got to be some big party where everyone's popping bottles. It's okay to be reserved.
Well, it'll be 2023.
But no, nothing will. Nothing will ever come close to 2023.
You will, when you see Jake Cronenworth, when you see Manny Machado,
yep,
you're going to smile and feel happy.
Yep.
Because I know I will.
I will, too. I will, too. And that's okay. That's okay.
It's absolutely okay
to be okay.
Don't feel bad about feeling good.
Right.
About FanFest tomorrow. The questions will remain on Sunday and Monday, and we'll still talk about those. But enjoy your FanFest.
Yep.
You know, it's for you. You're the fans.
Take the kids out, do whatever. But yeah, we'll be there tomorrow. We'd love to see you guys. Say hi. Dap you up. Give you a hug. Come give Ben huge hugs. He loves it. The hugging booth.
It's his favorite.
Tepid fist bumps is what I really enjoy.
Mm-mm. Tight hugs.
Very tepid fist bumps.
Nope, 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 nope.
All right. Annie and Elston are standing by. They will carry you from 10 to 2. And then Gwen and Chris this afternoon from 2 to 6. We'll be back on Monday. We can talk, obviously, if the Padres make any moves. We've got an Aztecs game tomorrow at 5 o'clock against Wyoming. And, of course, Woods will have a complete wrap-up of the Pro Bowl games.
Actually looking forward to it.
From over the weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Shocker. All right. Thank you to the Tier 1s. Had a very fun week. January in the books. Yep. On to February we go. Paul Reindel is the executive producer and imaging director of the program. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fans. So long, everybody.